This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I want to point out that when Juwan Taylor was not committing penalties, his stats were actually somewhat favorable in the blocking category on Friday, which makes it even more frustrating. Listen to what Matt Nagy had to say about where Juwan Taylor is and his most recent penalty issues.
Speaking to the obvious, the penalties, that can't happen. And so that's where we're at. We've made it loud and clear. Juwan knows that. He understands it. It's something that, especially in a moment like that in that game, when things are a little bit off kilter now with the personnel, and you start to move the ball, you have a couple positive plays, and then boom, a penalty or a second. You know, so three penalties and a hold, not good enough. He knows that. When there's no one hiding from it, he's not hiding from it. He understands what's expected, and I think he's ready for that challenge here as we go.
Nagy talking about Juwan Taylor's penalty struggles and specifically some of those holding calls as well. The thing that I think is frustrating for a lot of Chiefs fans is, like, it's not acceptable. You know, he knows basically you can't do it. We've told him that loud and clear. He's been with this team since 2023. Now, I guess the difference, you could argue, is two things, Cody, and why could this time they actually hold him accountable is – it's essentially the final year of his contract, because we all know they're not picking up the final year. They can get out of it after this year, eat a little bit of dead cap. And they actually, we think, have a legitimate replacement behind him that they're paying a good chunk of money to in
sure.
Jalen Moore. Like in 2023, the first year they signed him, there was no other option after him.
No.
It's year one, all that. Last year, no real other option. You were worried about the left tackle problem.
Yeah, they couldn't even solve left tackle and left guard.
So they couldn't mess with right tackle. The difference this year is Josh Simmons, I think he was fine, and he's obviously going to be the starter all year. Right tackle, the money is the money, but as you get a couple more weeks into this thing, you have a legitimate backup, and so maybe are they claiming they're going to actually hold him accountable this go-around? Because it has been multiple years, and this penalty thing is not a new setup. We've seen this since 2023.
I think you've discussed this before. You were talking about it as it relates to Jets fans. Mm-hmm. People like to know that if you aren't doing your job, that there is repercussions for not doing it. We've seen other players on other teams. We've seen players on this team. Like, the second Carson Steele fumbled the ball last year, he was on the curb. Like not that harsh, but, like, the man never touched the ball again. And so when you look at those positions, why is Juwan Taylor just monetary? You just tell me
monetary,
just because you accidentally paid him too much, he can't be there? And, yeah, that's the vet versus Carson Steele. But we're past the excuse part of it. He doesn't get the vet pass, the money pass. It is rare. And, like, we listen to a lot of these press conferences. We hear from a lot of these coaches. We do a lot of this in this industry. We hear so much of it. It is rare for a member of the Chiefs staff to single out an individual player and say, I told him that ain't okay. Like, we've told him, no good. You can't keep doing that. This is an unacceptable way to operate. That, to me, means, or you won't have a starting job anymore. Like, It comes with the implied part of the second part of that sentence for me.
Right, and this time around, I think the reason why they can say that publicly is because there is that option, you know, behind him and Jalen Moore. Now, I don't.
Otherwise, it's an empty threat. Yeah,
for sure, and because saying that last year, I mean.
We're going to bench you good luck with that.
Yeah.
Sure,
so,
coach.
So this year, I think if you're Juwan Taylor, now look, his check cashes no matter what. That's the way it works. But he recognizes his level of play. He recognizes that there's a guy in camp with him throughout St. Joe that was battling at the right tackle spot that is also making a decent chunk of change. So I think it's real. Now, I don't think the leash is as short as maybe some Chiefs fans hope it is. You know, I think this is still a situation where the Chiefs would give him multiple weeks. I told you if he has another game on Sunday, stalls out drives because of holding call, multiple false starts, I would be fine in week three them saying, all right, it's Jalen Moore's job. I don't think the Chiefs and Andy Reid will do that yet. I think we are weeks away from them being willing to do it. But I think they would do it this year. But I don't think it's a one-week thing or one. Let's say the opening drive. I hope it's not this, but opening drive.
He gets a holding penalty.
They're not pulling him one drive into the game on Sunday. I think you know that.
No, but if he's four penalties in again in the fourth quarter, I think they might.
Maybe.
To at least make a point.
Yeah, it's easy to pull Kingsley last year. He's a rookie. He's a vet. Andy also is not going to embarrass a player. You know that. He's not going to embarrass a veteran. He's just not. So they would be more likely to do it during the whole bye week, but
the game week. I will say that's what makes it more frustrating. It makes it more frustrating, Gold, knowing that when he's not doing the mistakes that seem like they are controllable, he's an okay right tackle. I'm not trying to lie to you and pretend like he's a superhero, but when he plays, the metrics bear out that he is an acceptable blocking right tackle when he's not doing goofy stuff like getting three false start penalties and a holding penalty. And, of course, him and Simmons got back-to-back penalties
that also
on the same
it.
Drive, like, which made it even more frustrating.
But as much as we can use the vet stuff to his benefit and how Andy will treat him, dude, you're a veteran. You're making great money in the league at right tackle. You know they, since 2023, and heck, we looked it up in 2023. I remember when it was the huge conversation the first few weeks. He was doing this in Jacksonville. Now, they weren't calling the false starts, but he was doing it in Jacksonville. He was penalized heavily in Jacksonville. Clean it up, man. Like, spend an offseason you've had two off seasons since this has been a known issue. Clean that up. You know, and the drive killer, someone brings up a good point on the text line. It's one thing you have penalties and with any player, but specifically when your quarterback is able to make Houdini type of plays, the one thing that prevents him from even doing that, obviously, is a play getting called back due to a penalty. Like, you can't.
Sure.
Even more reason why it's frustrating, because you know you have a quarterback on a 3rd and 8. Oh, that's more. Yes,
he might get 11 on the ground.
We know he can convert a 3rd and 15 as well, but still, when he does Houdini acts to convert a 3rd and 8, and then it gets called back because of a holding penalty. That's just such a deflator. You talk about emotion and not having it last week. That just will deflate any type of air that you have in the building on Sunday, any type of momentum your offense is having.
I agree. I just, you're stuck in the same thing. And, look, I can't help but wonder right now, because people who are doubting the Chiefs' offense, it's the same thing. If you put Patrick Mahomes on what I believe to be the Ravens' offensive roster and offensive line or the Bills' offensive roster and offensive line, I think he would look just as good offensively as those two teams looked. I don't think that he's being shortchanged to the point that he has nothing or no one, but I also think that he has limited issues right now. And because there is no Xavier Worthy and no Rishi Rice, and I know Worthy will probably practice today, the rumor on the street is they're calling it a game-time decision. I'm now leaning in your direction, which is it's gamesmanship to try to force the Eagles to sit 10 minutes in a meeting and talk about what Xavier Worthy does for the roster and that he's not playing this week. That seems insane to me. That he would be available this week, and that it's more likely by the Ravens game he would be available. But the idea that no Worthy, no Rice, your offensive line can't be screwy. You can't be hurting drives. The Chiefs are going to need 8 to 12 plays to go score every drive, and they're good at that. They were really good at that last year with limited weapons and a bad offensive line, and so, or at least a bad left side of the offensive line. I don't want to put it on the whole offensive line. It's like saying the U.S. is bad at soccer. No, we're bad at men's soccer. There's a difference between the two. We're as a country not bad at it. We're just bad at men's soccer. But when you look at it, it's the left side of the line was a problem the entire time last year, and it takes 8 to 12 plays, Gold. That's what they need, 8 to 12 plays to go down the field, and then they can get there. So, yeah, he has simply got to be better. There is zero excuse considering the fact how much he makes, how long he's been in this league, and how he can block when he's not making these mistakes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.